Ever notice how feline family members take a back seat to dogs by most pet insurance companies? Yeah, that chafes me. Cats have feelings too, and it's just wrong. But hold your horses. I got some good news here. FelixCatInsurance.com is doing something about it. They call it whisker-to-tail protection. Because, look, our cats don't actually have nine lives, and accidents and things can happen anytime. Felix Cat Insurance has plan options for cats of all ages, and it covers accidents, illnesses, emergency care, and more. Best part? Plans start at under $1 per day. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. FelixCatInsurance.com. No dogs allowed. Well, hold up. This ain't over yet. Roll that legal stuff.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
That should give you a little jolt. I hope you're not trying to sleep and that completely ruined any hopes. It dashed your desires to sleep if you've got the radio tuned in to CBS Sports Radio, but you've got it turned up. Well, that's a problem. I know that when I listen to the radio on those times when I'm lying in bed, whether it's a night when I'm not working and I don't necessarily need to be staring at the TV, I don't have to take notes. I can listen instead. Very often, this happens a lot during the NBA playoffs on Friday and Saturday nights when there's so many games and there's late games. And so I don't need to work on Friday or Saturday. So I monitor games, but I'm not taking notes. And I will have the radio on, but I'll keep it down pretty low. And then sometimes I'll fall asleep and wake up and realize that I've missed an entire quarter. Whoopsie. But on this edition of the show, we are committed to keeping you awake and alive. Uh-huh. I mean, it could be worse. I could have played some Backstreet Boys. Could have Jay play some Backstreet Boys.
I think that'd be better, though.
I love the Backstreet Boys. And so I'm always happy to share my joy with you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out. We are halfway through this show, and the first 2 hours, almost the entire first 2 hours, we spent on the NFL and primarily on the Buffalo Bills. But with Ross Tucker, if you missed it last hour, good stuff with him. He likes it when we keep him company and keep him occupied while he's en route from one of his long road games or road trips. So he was in Buffalo, was on his way back home, and hung out with us for a while. And yes, we talked about the Bills and the Broncos and the finish to this game that he called on Westwood One, but also talked about the Lions, the AFC North with all the teams there, C.J. Stroud, Josh Dobbs, all the fun storylines, Niners and Jaguars. I mean, it was some kind of wonderful this weekend. If you like games that keep you on the edge of your seat or maybe make you want to throw something at the television. And some of you are responding to our Bills question with GIFs and memes, which I think is always amusing. So on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, you can, yes, vote for TD of the Week. But you can also try to explain the Bills this season. And if you haven't seen the thread yet, go check it out because people are amusing. I just want to tell you, though, if you call people trash, I will delete the post. It's dumb sports. It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of life. So let's not call people trash over a profession that they do at a higher level than anybody else in the world. That's gross. You can be critical. You can express your displeasure by using words other than this guy is trash or that guy is trash. So on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and then on Twitter, After Hours CBS, and our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. was just talking to you about sports that happen on Fridays or Saturdays, and we don't have the chance right away to come back and react. And that's often a news dump, whether it's the NFL, whether it's NBA. How often do leagues dump their news on a Friday afternoon and hope that it goes largely unnoticed? Right? Because you're going into a weekend and maybe we can just kind of slip this in under the wire. Or have you ever noticed when a team or an organization, a league, will respond to some major breaking news that actually affects the entire country or is even global by dropping in their own little negative news and hoping to avoid the spotlight and the headlines? I mean, it works sometimes. It doesn't always work, but it does work every now and then. So this happened on Friday. Jim Harbaugh informed by the Big Ten that he would be suspended 3 games for what the conference is calling violations of the league's sportsmanship policy. And we talked about this on and off over the past few weeks. It's been a major story. Some of you have come to me and said, he should be kicked out, la, 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 la. Some of you have compared it to deflating footballs and all that jazz. But the Big Ten commissioner wrote a letter and released it Friday in which he indicated he's got enough information from both the NCAA and other members of the conference to prove that a former member, this guy's been let go, but a former member of Michigan's football staff was scouting other teams in advance. Now, if you don't know the rules in the NCAA, and I know this because I've worked for a bunch of different college basketball programs, it is illegal, quote unquote, it's against the rules to scout ahead of time. This is why so many teams and schools like to go to holiday tournaments or early season non-conference tournaments. Because when you have other teams in your building, say you're hosting the conference, or you go on the road and you travel to Hawaii or the Great Alaska Shootout, or you go to any type of a tournament where there are multiple teams, you can scout. You can sit in the stands because you've got a credential and you can scout. Same thing at conference tournaments or the NCAA tournament. I know I go back and forth between NCAA and NCAA. They prefer, in fact, they mandate on any of their broadcasts that you say NCAA, but I'm so used to saying NCAA that I do. They don't like that at all. You're not allowed to scout in advance, and you're not allowed to scout by sending someone to another team's stadium or gymnasium. You cannot send a member of your team or your staff ahead of you to scout. Now, Spygate was a little different because that was happening during practices where tape was being pilfered. But in this case, Michigan is accused of buying tickets for a member of its staff and sending him around to all these different stadiums. And so there may not be rules that delineate to that length, right? They don't say, well, this guy, he can't buy tickets and sit in the stands, la, 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 la. But while it may not violate the letter of the law, it violates the spirit of the law, especially if that information is going right back to the Wolverines coaching staff. So Jim Harbaugh is appealing his suspension, and he is allowed to coach the team. Well, he's not appealing. I take that back. He is appealing to the legal system, right? Okay, so the Big Ten expects him to serve the suspension. What he and Michigan are trying to do is get a stay in a court of law. But if that doesn't happen, then he is allowed to work with the team during the week, just not allowed to coach on the weekends for the next 3 weeks. So if the suspension is not suspended. I know I'm an idiot. Sorry. No one else finds me amusing at all. Oh, actually, I take that back. Bob does find me amusing when he gets my sense of humor. But maybe that's why we get along so well, because we get each other's sense of humor. I digress. If the suspension is upheld, we'll go at it from that angle. Well, then his OC will coach on weekends, but he's allowed to be with the team otherwise. And so, if you haven't heard Jim Harbaugh in the past, he is, well, he sounds a lot like his brother John, but the way they present themselves, so different. I mean, John does have a sense of humor, and he also laughs at himself like me, so I feel like we might be kindred spirits. But Jim Harbaugh he's quirky, to say the least. He's not that different, honestly, when he gets going, than Mike Leach, the former head coach of Texas Tech and Washington State, who passed away. Was it last year? I guess it was last year. Gosh, time moves really fast. Miss Mike Leach because he was brilliant. And yet he did not take himself too seriously. Jim Harbaugh is funny as heck. And yet I don't think he's trying to be funny. He's just quirky. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. So Harbaugh speaking to the media on Monday, and everybody wants to know, Coach.
Not going to make any comments about where things stand with the ongoing circumstances because we have a hearing on Friday. the support of President Ono, the Board of Regents, Ward Manuel is greatly appreciated, as is the tremendous support of our alumni fan base towards our incredible football team. There is already so much to be thankful for. Who's got it better than us, is what we like to say. Nobody.
Who's got it better than us, is what we like to say. Nobody.
Nobody's got it better than the Ravens.
Funny. All right, John and Jim. Did you hear how Coach Harbaugh, Michigan's Harbaugh, so I guess I can call him John and Jim, called his Wolverines America's team?
It's got to be America's team. It's got to be America's team. America loves a team that beats the odds, beats the adversity, overcomes what the naysayers and, critics, so-called experts think. That's my favorite kind of team. And, watching it from that view on the television, it was finally people get to see what I see every day.
So once the letter and the Big Ten suspension was handed down, Jim Harbaugh and Michigan, the university, filed a complaint against the conference. And they did it in state court on Friday. So again, hours after the suspension was announced, but you know what the Big Ten did by having the suspension come down on Friday? It was Veterans Day observed. It was a weekend. There was nothing Michigan could do for the game against Penn State. So Michigan is asking for a restraining order that will wipe out the rest of the suspension and get Harbaugh back on the field. So when you hear him say, from the perspective of watching on TV, it's because he was watching on TV. So there's a hearing that's coming up on Friday. All right, so there's steps, just like anything in the legal system. It can take forever. This is not an emergency. So they filed the request on last Friday, and the first hearing about the request, it could be thrown out, it could be allowed to move forward, but it's scheduled to take place on Friday in Ann Arbor. And Jim Harbaugh has indicated that he will be there and that he actually wants to speak on his own behalf. Now, he's not sure if he'll have a chance to, but he does want to defend himself in court.
That's not my dance floor. I'm not an attorney. Always wanted to be. Watched a lot of shows. Watched Judge Judy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
A lot. But always kind of felt like it'd be cool to get up there and thunder away at a jury like Tom Cruise and A Few Good Men.
Oh, Lord.
Or be a judge like Judge Judy. But alas, I did not go to law school.
See what I mean? He's just a quirky guy. He turns this into a rambling answer about how it's not my dance floor and then includes pop culture references. I do respect any man who watches Judge Judy. Absolutely. She is, well, she's hard on the ticker if you have to stand there in front of her. We actually have Judge Judy drops in her system. Yeah, because funny story, going, but this is long before producer Jay, going back maybe 5-6 years, it was Tom and Isaac and I. We tried to come up with a laying down the law segment or a law laying down the law. And so we tried to actually pattern it around Judge Judy. I don't know if you can find the audio in there. It may not be in my file. It may be in Isaac's file and it's no longer accessible. But he put together these montages of Judge Judy and me together. And yeah, we tried to come up with a segment. It didn't really work. It kind of fell flat. It was a listener participation segment where we would ask listeners to debate a particular point and then I could play the role of Judge Judy. But I'm not as icy as she is. And I certainly don't make as much money as she does. But I just have this check in my spirit. I can't be what I feel like is nasty to people. She, I know it's for entertainment, but she is so good at slamming the door in the faces of people with whom she does not agree. Or if she finds them ridiculous, she in fact will tell them that they are ridiculous. And here's Jim. Sorry, I did it again. Here's Coach Harbaugh. There, that's safe. Here's Coach Harbaugh, who admires Judge Judy and thinks that this is how it is in a real court of law. I love it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. By the way, did you wonder why all of a sudden his voice sounds the way that it does? I guess he doesn't really have an answer for it because it slowly got worse.
I don't know what I have, some kind of virus or something.
Oh, dear, don't
trainer
say that.
Told me, but I'm not sick, feel great. Got a tremendous workout in today. Thank you, Coach Sean Lockwood, for that. I'm the iron wall that viruses bash against and shatter. But, yeah, something's going on there.
I'm the iron wall that viruses bash against. Pretty funny because there he is and he's croaking out all of his words.
Work it out. Get it worked out. Work it out of the system. Do some more push-ups. Eat an apple.
See what I mean? And most of the time that he's talking, as quirky and weird as some of these phrases or just even references he comes up with, he never cracks a smile. He just is deadpan the whole time. That's the funny part about it. I'd have to go back and look at his facial expressions the entire time that he gave us the rant on chickens, but he used to hate chickens and apparently he's changed his mind. This has absolutely nothing to do with the suspension or stealing signs or sending an employee to advance scout. Nothing at all to do with that, but lately, he decided he's going to talk about chickens.
The respect that I have for chickens. I know there was a time when I said that chicken is a nervous bird. And I don't eat chicken. I only eat meat, you know. But I was dead wrong. I stand corrected. These chickens are low maintenance and high production.
He's got chickens. I guess it all changes when you have chickens for pets.
I feel like that would make me like them like less because they're such a hassle. You got to tend to them at constant all the time.
But you really don't. You feed them and they give you a lot of eggs.
Would you have to go pick them up and grab them under them and then put them back? It's not like they just hand them to your door.
Did you say you have to put them back?
The chickens.
Eggs? No. You have to put them back where?
In their nest. You pick them up, take the eggs, and you put the chickens back in their nest.
They can get back in their nest themselves.
I don't know.
Either way, is that really high maintenance for you? No wonder you don't want a pet when you leave the house.
Yeah, I'm just not I don't want the pet. I wouldn't want like a coop of chickens. Not for me.
It was really funny a few years ago in my neighborhood. This couple moved in, bought a house, and promptly put up a chicken coop. And they called them their pets. They built this old chicken coop for them in the backyard. And I would walk by and talk to the chickens. I thought that was kind of interesting. I didn't know what they were going to do with the chickens during winter time because they just are sitting out there and it's freezing. But they were in their coop and they were close to the road or near the fence. And so I would talk to them. And all of a sudden the chickens were gone. apparently people complain. Now, that does not surprise me in northern New Jersey or really any tight neighborhood, tight-knit neighborhood, which mine is. It's a pretty small town, and it's one of those towns where if there's a bear, it spreads around the entire 4 square miles within 40 seconds. It's just that it, maybe 4 minutes. Okay. Anyway, it's just news travels fast. We have 3 stoplights in my town, maybe. It's pretty small. And so the news traveled fast about the chickens. Somebody complained to somebody who complained to somebody. I'm sure people called the town hall. And within a few weeks, those chickens were gone. And there was a ginormous sign. So they got a huge poster board and wrote on it how angry they were about the town for taking away their pets. And then asked people to sign a petition. So this big, giant poster board is hanging on their gate where the chickens used to be. Asked people to sign their petition to allow the town to give them their pets back. I guess the and on the sign it said, our pets are in foster care. Chickens went to foster care until they could get them back, which they did not. And honestly, it wasn't that long until they moved. They sold the house and left.
Really? They went to go tend to their chickens?
They decided they picked the chickens over the town. So I like Jim Harbaugh talking about the old chickens. They're high maintenance. They're low maintenance, high production. And I agree with that. If I could get free, I eat a lot of eggs. My family eats a ton of eggs. And so if we could get chickens to give us free eggs all the time, absolutely. Now, the only thing is, I wouldn't be the person who would then eat the chicken. I'd have to have someone else take care of that part of it.
Chicken is a nervous bird. I don't eat chicken. I don't eat meat.
Well, that's also really sad. I can't get over that. Bob is a hunter and gets one deer every year. And I don't really want to see that part of the process, nor do I want to see the processing of the deer. But boy, do I love venison. Let's face it. The United States would be overrun by deer if there was no hunting season.
There would be a lot.
Oh, yeah. Squirrels, rabbits, deer. They're about to take over the earth if there's no hunting season. I do love venison. And I do love chicken. But I don't need to be part of the whole process of it going from coop to plate. That's all right.
Yeah, I haven't had much interest in that either.
No.
That whole process, finding out how that works, how to do it. Nah, let someone else just bring it to the plate.
How to do it. If you watch movies, they just break the chicken's neck. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't do that.
You know, if you cut off the chicken's head, he'll just keep running around.
That makes me want to have some chicken. All
right. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, or my Twitter, A-Law Radio, vote for the TD of the week. And we're asking you, how do you explain the Buffalo Bills? I'm not generally at a loss for words. I've got theories, but it's strange. Not what I expected from the category of you can't make this stuff up, the final minute of their loss to Denver a few hours ago. Let's see, what do I want to do next? Maybe a little baseball. We're going to do QB news on the back of the hour to get you all of the latest updates. Sean McVay, he's the one who gives Carson Wentz his next job. Dennis Allen talks about his starter, Derek Carr. And Robert Saleh, he's going to die on that hill. Well, there was something else that Oh my gosh, Micah Parsons. Let's do a little... You know what? Let's do Micah Parsons instead of baseball. Micah's more interesting. Oh, sorry. Congratulations to the rookies of the year. It's after hours.
Get the best workout with the best-kept secret in fitness. Hydro, the state-of-the-art at-home rower. Hydro engages 86% of your muscles, delivering the ultimate full-body workout in just 20 minutes. From advanced to beginner, Hydro has over 4,000 classes that are shot all over the world and are taught by Olympians and world-class athletes. For a 30-day risk-free trial with free standard shipping, go to Hydro.com and use code FIT500 to save up to $500. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT500.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
This is about us. This is about us running our own race. And you know, what, no matter what the score is, the other opponent, what they're going through, what's tough for them, young quarterback, whatever, we're trying to build. We're trying to build and become a better team. And as I said, show our best performance and best versions of ourselves each week.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's the voice of one Dak Prescott coming off his best game of the year. Dallas Cowboys flex their muscles against the hapless Giants. But numbers are numbers, and wins are wins. And Dak didn't even have to play three quarters to have 404 yards, five total touchdowns. He did have an interception in there as well. But the Cowboys put up 49, and the starters only played three quarters against the Giants, 89 this season. That's just wrong. Ouch. It's like knocking, if you're an eighth grader, you knock a first grader over on the playground and steal his lunch money. It's just something inherently wrong about that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Micah Parsons has the Edge podcast, and it's one of our favorites. And he just wants you to know that you were all wrong about Dak.
I told y'all, Dak for MVP. Dak has been playing at an extremely high level since the 49ers game. Yes, the 49ers game, he wasn't his best, whatever. Bad games happens. But from then on, Dak has been on a man on a mission. It has been great to see. I love to see it. He is playing at an extremely high level. 26 for 35, 404 yards, five total touchdowns in three quarters. Currently number three in QBR this season. He is playing lights out. That's my QB. QB1 for sure, without a doubt about it.
From The Edge with Micah Parsons, his podcast. He's got Dak for MVP. Now, we'll see. We're only 10 weeks in. There's still a long way to go. And the Cowboys have this innate ability to look brilliant against teams that are not as talented or aren't having good seasons or struggling. In the case of the Giants, they've got a bazillion injuries and Tommy DeVito is their quarterback. But they also tend to stub their toe or not play as well. It's stark against better opponents. What did Micah Parsons say about the Niners? Laugh now, cry later.
Laugh now, cry later.
So he's confident that it'll go differently if they are matched up again, say in the playoffs. But they got bashed by the Niners, and they also had what they called a game of inches against the Eagles, in which they squandered multiple opportunities. And so, yeah, they can look like world beaters against lesser competition, but those aren't the teams that you'll match up against in the playoffs. And I asked Ross Tucker about their identity. Will the real Dallas Cowboys please stand up? And maybe this is their identity. As for Micah, he is all about C.J. Stroud, although I say join the party, join the parade.
C.J. Stroud is dominating the NFL. He is making it look so easy. He is 4-1 against teams with a winning record. He has beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's beat the Steelers. He just beat the Bengals, teams that you would think is so dominant. We cannot confuse this. C.J. Stroud is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL right now. He should be in a conversation for MVP. He might just win it all, be the second player ever to win offensive rookie and MVP in the same season. Tank Dell's playing at a really elite level. Dalton Schultz is playing at a really elite level. He is making the players around him so much better. He cemented himself. It shouldn't even be a conversation. He is making a statement.
Micah Parsons is a hot take radio host trapped in a pass rusher's body. He is the very equivalent of what so much of sports radio is about. Hot takes and rants, baby. It's a role that fits Micah Parsons well.
He has beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's beat the Steelers.
Don't get this wrong. He is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL right now as a rookie. Oh, we certainly know that of the 10 rookie quarterbacks who've started games this season, he is head and shoulders above all the others. So I'll agree with Micah there. I got to see more of the season. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. He's got more, by the way. Not the number 2 overall pick, but the number 1 overall pick in Carolina.
There's not a lot in Carolina right now. You know, a lot of people said about their offensive creativity. I don't think they're using to him strength. Bryce Young, their offensive line hasn't been the best. You could say their running game hasn't been the best. The receivers hasn't really been the best. So there's a lot more at hand that Bryce has to deal with. So there's that. So I don't think we should just throw away Bryce just yet. I think we should
throw
let him get
away
a couple years, give him that same grace as we did everybody else.
Throw him away. That's a little strong, don't you think?
Gosh, dang it.
Bryce Young, the starting quarterback for the Panthers still. And I can't imagine. I could be wrong. David Tepper has surprised me before. But there's not a whole lot around Bryce, and it's piecemeal. It's guys that were 2 or 3 options on their other teams. They got to give Frank Reich, that front office, some time to be able to put together a roster of weapons, a roster of guys that can compete, not to mention an offensive line that will protect. All right, coming up, we'll do QB news not from the mind of Micah Parsons, though that was highly entertaining, on the Edge podcast. Robert Saleh still defending Zach Wilson. He'll tell you why he's not going to make a change. We've got the latest injury updates as well. Geno Smith, great insight into what he did this offseason to grow into that role as the starting quarterback for the Seahawks. And dare you doubt Brock Purdy? Well, it's at your own risk. Eek! It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I have stories to tell you, but I can't because we got football to do. Might have to wait until the hump show. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, vote for TD of the Week or Monday MVP. And also answer the old question, if you dare, how do you explain the Bills this season? On our Facebook page, too, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop and save 40% site-wide plus doorbuster deals at Blinds.com's Black Friday early access sale happening now. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Commuting to work again? Welcome back. Just breathe and remember, you got this. And the all-new Hyundai Kona is there to help. Class-leading interior space means you can stretch out. Intuitive tech like remote smart parking assist makes parking stress-free. And complimentary BlueLink Plus allows you to set the climate controls remotely. Learn more about the all-new Kona and your best commute ever at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Murray back to throw, and it is. Is it tossed? Oh, my goodness, it's tossed. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp got it. Touchdown, L.A.
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
got it.
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught, touchdown, Kansas City.
And off to Eckler again, no, Herbert keeps it, end zone, touchdown, Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap, Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five, into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Let's dive right in, shall we? The Denver Broncos have won 3 straight games and 4 of their last 6 ever since they were blown out by the Dolphins, who put 70 on the board against them. They've tightened up on defense, and Russell Wilson looks a lot more like the Russ that was playing in Seattle versus the one that played last year in a Broncos uniform. Don't look now, but maybe you got to pay attention to Denver.
We know what we can do. We got to come back to work this week. We're going against a team in the Vikings at home who's been playing some really good football. We're going to enjoy this win, though. We're going to celebrate. We're going to have some fun and this is a huge one. This is a good football team we just played, and obviously the past couple weeks we've been playing some really good teams. So to beat the Chiefs, beat these guys, sets a standard of who we should be and who we can be and who we're going to be.
For Russell Wilson and Sean Payton, it's a relationship that's already showing dividends. Now, here's what I will say. There's plenty of room for improvement. 4 Bills turnovers, and they only managed 6 points off those turnovers. They've got to capitalize more on their opportunities, but a win is a win is a win is a win. And he's right. To go into Buffalo and beat the Bills like that is humongous.
Mr. Unlimited.
As for Buffalo, Josh Allen is, well, he's ticked off. His face, you're going to see the video or his reaction to the final few seconds of this loss. Brutal, demoralizing. Not only a pass interference call, which was a legitimate call, but then too many men on the field after the Broncos missed what would have been their last play, their last field goal attempt. And he couldn't hide it on his face.
Hey. Sucks. Shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. It's a lot of bad football. A lot of bad football.
And that refers to not just the turnovers, but the lack of discipline, the miscues, the mishaps, the mistakes, and it leaves them no margin for error. So we're asking you on Twitter and Facebook, how do you explain the 5-5 Buffalo Bills? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio and QB News. Staying in the AFC East, because the Jets are the Bills' next opponent, they will not be making a change at quarterback. No, Robert Saleh says Zach Wilson is not their biggest issue.
Zach is actually playing pretty good. You know, he's not he's much better than he was a year ago. He is year one in a new system, a system that was, again, like I said, built for Aaron, let's be real. And now we're trying to make a shift to get it to where everyone's comfortable with where we are.
I mean, I will agree with that part. The system was built for Aaron Rodgers, not for Zach Wilson. And yeah, he may be better than he was a year ago, but is that your standard? Really? He's getting better? Because he was awful a year ago. So is he now below average? He's not awful, but he's still below average? They cannot score touchdowns. They played 9 games. And they have 8 touchdowns. That is partly on the quarterback. And yet Robert Saleh continues to defend him.
It is hard to make changes just to make changes. Just to pacify something. Especially when someone's not deserving. If he was deserving of it, I got you. Like, let's change something.
Honestly, I'm even more speechless about that than about the Buffalo Bills. I do agree that they don't have better options. I don't think it's better to bring in Trevor Siemian unless you feel like he's had a few weeks, but he's not taking reps with the first team. It's just the locker room may be lost if it continues on this trajectory and Robert Saleh keeps defending Zach Wilson.
Probably could have blown that team out of the water.
For the rookie C.J. Stroud, it's the complete and utter opposite. He has been this great revelation. And what expectations did he have for himself coming into this season? He tells Tom Brady and Jim Gray on the Let's Go podcast.
Honestly, I came in with the 1-0 mentality. Like, I know it kind of sounds cliche. My college coach, Ryan Day, would always tell me, like, don't ever go into a game having expectations. Don't want to throw for a certain amount of yards. Don't want to throw for a certain amount of touchdowns. It's like, play each play like it's your last. And for me, that's been really huge because, like, every game in the NFL, it gets harder and harder and harder. And in college, it wasn't like that for me. Like, it was like we played Penn State and then we played a lesser team, you know, so you can kind of not, in a sense, take the week off.
You hear Tom Brady, right, in the background. Interesting, because that's not generally what happens on his podcast, though it is kind of cool to hear him with C.J. Stroud. It's the radio version of what we get with the Monday Night Mannings. They had Patrick Mahomes on the show with them on Monday night. So on the Let's Go podcast, C.J. Stroud, he's all the rage, even with Tom Brady. Oh, he loves those rookies, too. He had a picture with Victor Wembanyama not that long ago. He looks like a dwarf. Brock Purdy's no longer a rookie, but he's really only been starting for one season, and a brilliant game for him as the Niners end their 3-game skid and essentially skunk the Jaguars in Jacksonville on Sunday. Kyle Juszczyk, he had a late touchdown. He was on SiriusXM NFL Radio talking about his QB.
He's played at a high level this entire time. He's made, you know, a few bad decisions on that losing streak, but very few. And we've never lost any confidence in him. And the beautiful thing about him is that he doesn't hear any of that. He really is. He's so dialed in, so focused every single week. And, you know, that has no effect on him. And, you know, you saw him go out there and answer it.
He definitely did. I think the bye week helped them reset. Brock Purdy still, in my opinion, playing above average. Geno Smith, he and his Seahawks with a big victory this past weekend, despite a ton of criticism leveled at him. And you don't know the work he does behind the scenes. He wanted this season to be special.
One, I changed my diet. You know, I wanted to, kind of lean out, get stronger, get faster. You get up in your 30s, and I guess people start to say you're getting old. But, you know, I just kind of wanted to, I guess, turn back the clock and, gain some mobility. I felt like I could have made more plays last year out of structure, you know, being able to still be mobile and even, you know, run and pick up some first downs. And then just a lot of film study, you know, studying different blitz packages, studying different defensive coordinators, different tendencies, you know, trying to come up with new plays, new schemes, new ways to attack defenses.
That's Geno, also on SiriusXM NFL Radio, wanting to elevate his game. And Seattle is 6-3, same as the Niners atop the NFC West. Also in that division, the Rams are expecting Matthew Stafford to start on Sunday against the Seahawks. He's got that sprained UCL ligament in his right thumb. He did not play in week number 9. The Rams coming off a bye, but they've also signed Carson Wentz. Why, Sean McVay?
It's really just a chance to upgrade the quarterback room. He's a guy that's played, you know, feel good about Matthew returning. And obviously, you know, when he's out there, you feel great about the leadership and everything that he provides. But God forbid if something were to happen where he weren't available, felt like this would offer an opportunity for somebody that's played a lot of high level football, you know, to get him in here, get him, you know, kind of familiar with some of the things that we're doing. And that's what went into the decision.
Don't you love how Sean McVay always yells when he's over a Zoom call? Always. As though he's worried about people being able to hear him. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Dennis Allen provides an update on his starting quarterback, Derek Carr.
Derek is in the concussion protocol. Look, the right shoulder's fine. That checked out fine today, so that's all good. Obviously, he's in the concussion protocol.
All right, so that's a big deal, something that we have to watch. So Jameis Winston, well, first he had touchdowns and then he had interceptions. That's generally how it goes with him. The Saints have the Falcons in their next game, but they're on a bye this week, as are the Falcons. And so for Arthur Smith, he doesn't have to make any decisions about his quarterback right this second.
We're at the bye week, so take some time, step back and look at everything. So, a little premature. I mean, obviously both those guys have done some good things and some other things we got to assess and see where we're at. You know, obviously, the start of next week, come back in, get a bonus day on Monday, and we'll go from there.
Is it Desmond Ridder? Is it Taylor Heineke? Taylor got hurt in their loss on Sunday, and so we'll see whether or not he's even available. That may actually be how the decision is made for Arthur Smith. A lot of rumblings around him that he's on the hot seat now. In Atlanta after they lose to the Vikings. I mean, come on, give credit where credit is due. The Vikings played a great game. 1 hour to go. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat when one of the guests is found dead. Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
This holiday season, ask for concert and comedy tickets. Create your wish list at LiveNation.com. Choose from thousands of the hottest shows, including Chelsea Handler, Doja Cat, Jonas Brothers, New Kids on the Block, Niall Horan, Tim McGraw, and more. Just sign in, add your favorite shows, and send a helpful hint to family and friends. It's never been easier to get what you want. An unforgettable night out with your favorite artists. Create your wish list today at LiveNation.com/wishlist.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered. Here's longtime NFL and NBA announcer Ian Eagle.
Would I find this entertaining if I was sitting on the couch watching the game, or would this be a nuisance? Would this get in the way? Does it enhance the enjoyment for the viewer, or at some point are you becoming an annoyance?
Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.